listening for, read, listen, and choose the correct answer.
Look, Ryan, that man at the tiny stall. He's selling rock stuff. Why don't we go have a look?
You mean the one with the chairs? I've never seen it before. Hey, wait a minute. Is that Mike Wallin?
Mike who?
Mike Wallin, my old mate, Big Hat. He worked in the restaurant for 5 years.
Let's go say hello.
What if he doesn't remember me?
Oh, come on.
Okay, let's do that. Oh, what a surprise. I'm nervous. Aye, aye, mate.
Beg your pardon?
You're Mike, right? From Hat Restaurant?
Hey, Ryan. What a surprise. Long time no see.
Hey, what are you up to, mate?
Well, back to my thing. Rock music.
Unbelievable. I remember you were not really into it.
Well, I'd always listen to it, like, some now and then, but there is this band that hit my brain so hard and I felt it went so deep that it's the only thing I can do now.
Now we are on the same track. You see, none better thing than this music. So, are you trying to get rid of your collection or what?
Oh, no, I'd never do that. That will never be on sale. At first, I tried selling all types of rock stuff, like magazines, CDs, and accessories, but not everything was selling well. So, after a few changes, I decided on this. I got a deal with the publishing company, and they send me the latest issues in advance. I mean, before they can be found on newsstands or certain sort of shops. I never thought it would work so well, but now I can tell I'm making good money, which some people find surprising because, as you can see, my stall's not a big one.
That's awesome. And what about your job at the garage?
I still have it, but money is never enough, you know? My fiancé and I got engaged 6 months ago, and I thought I would need some extra money. I asked for a raise in my job, and thank God I got it. But I also wanted to get new wheels, so I started to think up a way to get some extra dough. This stall was a friend of mine's, and he had plans to move. He found a cozy flat at the outskirts of the city, so I told them I wanted to use his stall, and he sold it to me. And that's enough about me. Now, tell me about you. You still running the restaurant?
Yes, and we've hit the market. Now we have a couple of franchises.
Wow, congrats on that.
Thanks, mate. And got curious. What's up with the car you wanted?
Oh, it wasn't until last week that I could afford it.
Short payments?
Well, only two, and it's paid off now.
What great news! Congrats, man.
It's great I could do it that way because now I'm putting the money I'm making under the mat. My girl and I have plans to travel abroad for a few days, maybe in 3 months, before we get married.
That's cool, man. I'm glad you're doing great. And why don't you sell other things so you can make some more money?
Have given it a thought, but won't get it on till I'm sure it sells well. I've tried jewelry and clothing and other things, but none of them have fared well with the local shoppers.